what we've found is, you know, a stunning piece of rock art in a site called Ngawala Gabenmung in southwestern Arnhem Land. It's an amazing rock art site, a huge rock shelter with every square centimetre of it covered in art. And it'll probably have to be one of the biggest single rock art galleries in Australia. Our involvement in it was basically through the Jawan Aboriginal Association in Katherine, who really wanted some more scientific knowledge, I suppose, about their heritage to complement their oral knowledge. And so we went up there. This is the third year we've been up there now. And so it was when we were excavating last year that when we got back to the lab and started analysing the material, we found this fragment of art that had fallen off the ceiling and we found deep down in the excavation.
So you didn't immediately realise the significance of your find?
No, it wasn't until we got back to the laboratory here at the University of Southern Queensland. I turned this little insignificant piece of stone over and was stunned to find a charcoal drawing or part of a charcoal drawing on it.
What shape does the drawing form?
It's sort of in the shape of a cross. It's part of some bigger picture. Just what that picture is, we don't know. And the significance of it was immediate in that I knew the excavation unit it came from was very deep down in the deposit, in the floor. And previous excavations that we'd done at Gabenmung, we'd already established that Aboriginal people first started using that site 45,000 years ago. And so we knew people had been there a very long time visiting that site. And where we found this little piece of fragment in relation to that very old date was very close. And so I knew immediately that it was going to be old and therefore very significant. Now, the other significant thing about this little fragment was that it was drawn in charcoal. And that's very significant because there's always a problem dating rock art because most rock art is painted in ochre, which is a mineral, and can't be radiocarbon dated. Radiocarbon dating only works on organic material, that is something that's lived. So the significance of this find was that it was actually drawn in charcoal, which meant that we could directly date the art.
And up until this fragment was found, what was considered the oldest piece of surviving rock art in Australia?
There has been some evidence elsewhere of things like ochre crayons being found in sites that are reasonably old. But in terms of actual rock art, the most reliably dated rock art previous to this was in the Kimberleys in Western Australia with Bradshaw figures, where there was a date of around about 16 to 17,000 years old. So that was probably the only other non-controversial dating of rock art and the oldest age up until this find. Now, with this particular find, it is a minimum age of 28,000 years old. And that not only makes it the oldest unequivocally dated piece of rock art in Australia, it's also right up there in terms of being very old internationally, in terms of some of the oldest rock art or amongst some of the oldest rock art in the world.
And what now for this fragment? Is it going to end up in a museum? Will it be put on display?
Well, we work with the Jawan Aboriginal community through Jawan Association. And so the way we view it is that this material is owned by Jawan. It's their cultural heritage. And eventually I suspect that this kind of material will go back to Katherine. And Jawan have got a cultural centre there at Nitmaluk, Katherine Gorge, and that could be an ideal place to display some of this stuff. And look, the potential in this area is just enormous. We've just scraped the surface. So basically watch this space because I think we're going to get further stunning results from these sites.